Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are, here we are, Swicon Radio, broadcasting live from the show floor of Web Services Edge 2002, here in San Jose, California. I'm the president of Oak Grove Systems, which is a company I don't know about, Chuck Ames, so I hope you're going to tell me what you're doing.
You bet. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to tune in. Oak Grove Systems is a software tools provider, and we provide a workflow process engine that can be used for web services orchestration, can be used for workflow, process integration, a range of applications. Our customers have used it across that spectrum. And what's unique about Oak Grove is that we offer a source code. We sell our source code with royalty-free distribution. So a lot of independent software vendors have found that very useful, very valuable.
Now, Chuck, going back then in time, obviously you're delighted that the web services wave has come. How would you guys have characterized yourselves before we had those two words to throw at Oak Grove?
Well, we view web services really as an application domain for our tools. Again, we're a tools provider, so our customers are software professionals. We don't sell directly to end users.
Right.
And so for us, the web services wave, which is just now building momentum, right? Is an application domain. People want to deploy applications that are based on web services, and they bring the workflow engine in order to orchestrate, sequence those web services and so on, and track the progress of a business process that's implemented using web services. So in terms of the impact on our technology, it hasn't been big, but it's been good for us in the sense that it's a new way to apply a process engine.
Right. And now you say you've made the source code available, so developers can tweak it. What's your revenue model?
We offer the source code for a one-time upfront fee with royalty-free distribution, which is a terrific model for independent software vendors. What's going on out there is that business application vendors, folks that are offering CRM solutions, people that are offering content management, like Full Degree is one of our customers that offers environments. And so Full Degree and other vendors like that are facing a pretty tough build versus buy decision. They've got to figure out how to fulfill those requirements one way or another. If they were to go off and talk to a more typical workflow vendor, they're going to pay a very heavy royalty. They can alternatively build it in-house, which is a work decade minimum. I mean, workflow engines are one of those things that everyone is always tempted to try to build. It's a great graduate school project, right?
Right. So this is a real shortcut.
Right. So this is a real shortcut for them.
Now, you're calling it Reactor 5, I know. Interesting name.
That's right. Reactor 1, we actually developed at the Jet Propulsion Lab. The company.
Okay, there is a connection. I'm going to say it sounds very active, but I can't quite see the connection.
Well, the name Reactor didn't actually come from JPL, though. The original technology that we've now commercialized was developed for NASA at the Jet Propulsion Lab, and we licensed it and spun the company off and got started back in 1998 that way. The name Reactor actually came from, at the time, one of the most popular web application servers. I don't think it was called that then. Was Cold Fusion, and we were thinking of positioning the product as a workflow engine to be used with Cold Fusion. So we came up with Cold Fusion Reactor as sort of a play on words.
Well, as you know, Cold Fusion Developers Journal, one of our titles, so we're very pro Cold Fusion. You're dealing with an audience who's very keen on Cold Fusion.
Absolutely.
Now, yesterday, I think you made this announcement, or are you actually making it today at the show?
The press release went out yesterday. We are introducing a runtime server licensing model, and this is a direct response to service providers, consultants, professional services companies that have looked at Reactor and found it to be extraordinarily useful, a good fit for their requirements, but the pricing model, the source code, doesn't really fit for them because they have to amortize the cost of it across multiple customers, and they're not really equipped to maintain source code in-house. And so this offering provides them a way to buy just one with support. It's really a more traditional software model, but we've sort of backed into it
right,
based on the demands of the market.
But it shows flexibility. It speaks to agility, and which means that Oak Grove Systems will flourish, I imagine. If you've made it from 1998 to now...
We certainly hope so. Yeah.
Then... set for another 10 years. What will be next? What would be the next biggest thing that you'd like to cross off, the next product, the next genre you would move toward?
That's an excellent question. I think we haven't really fulfilled the promise of process engines yet. I think that this space is going to continue to converge. We all know that there's a lot of different competing and evolving rapidly standards for business process management languages and so on. And just the fact that there are so many to pick from suggests that, you know, there's not, this space hasn't really settled out yet.
Right.
And so I think we're gonna stay the course, try to be the process engine of choice, build strong relationships with as many software vendors that are out there building real applications with this technology, and continue down that path. To be a little more specific, I guess some areas where we're seeing a lot of interest is in workflow-enabled portals right now. So Plumtree Software is one of our clients. They haven't gone to market yet. What they're just trying to figure out, what does it mean to have a workflow-enabled portal?
Right.
Another of our clients, Glucode Software, is actually here with us, and they're demonstrating in our booth. They're showing their take on a workflow-enabled portal where they've built a loan origination application and showed how you can use a portal to do multiple applications in a single view. It also provides a convenient way for visualizing how those processes are how those applications are interrelated from a business process point of view. So it's I think that's an area that'll continue to develop, and we're gonna extend our reach in that area through partnerships with key companies.
Right. Now, I know you're speaking also at the conference. Are you speaking today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow afternoon, late tomorrow afternoon. And the subject is we've stayed pretty close with our clients. Even though our licensing model doesn't obligate us to provide support, we've worked very closely with them. And so what we're going to be doing is talking about best practices that we've observed with them. For example, one of our clients in Germany, JCatalog, they've already deployed Reactor in a web services orchestration role. Their system is architected as a system of web services, and they use Reactor to coordinate the overall flow and tracking and so on. Another example would be Full Degree. They've used it for a distributed content management system. What are the key issues that they came up with? What are the key problems to solve to do a workflow-enabled business application like that?
Right.
And what are the tough problems? How did they solve it? You know, that's
so
the
that's
that
to my ear. That's a session for people to bookmark, because I know at previous web services edges, of course, we've had people say, "Come on, where's the real action? Where are the people doing it?" You're going to be giving many case studies by the sound of it. So
that's right. If people want to know about Reactor 5, the product, I invite them to stop by the booth. We won't be talking about
right.
that during the session. We'll be talking about what people have done with it and where they've been successful and not, and so on.
Right, which is what makes the conference program such a successful adjunct. So people should bookmark, please, Chuck Ames speaking tomorrow. And they should also bear in mind Reactor 5, as Chuck says, aiming to be the business process engine of first resort. Thank you for talking to Syscon Radio.